From Midland, this is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
Imagine if the Michigan legislature attempted to ban harsh winters. Many citizens might support an end to blizzards and sub-zero temperatures, but everyone knows it's silly to ban something beyond government's control. Unfortunately, when it comes to the minimum wage, few politicians or citizens understand economics as well as they understand weather. Representative Mike Hanley wants to ignore natural economic forces and raise the state's minimum wage $1 to $6.15 per hour. The problem is raising the minimum wage actually hurts, not helps low-income workers. Minimum wage laws make it illegal to have a job that pays below the government-mandated limit. If that wage is more than a job provider will pay for a certain job, then no worker can get or keep that job. Minimum wage hits black teenagers the hardest. While white teenage unemployment has remained constant through the years at under 14%, black teenage unemployment has jumped to over 28% today, following minimum wage increases. Lower-income employees should be rewarded for their hard work, but productivity and job experience, not the magic wand of minimum wage, are the way to higher living standards for Michigan workers. For the Mackinac Center, this is Catherine Martin.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.